Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Yes, and joining us, it is Pastor Philiers from Kingdom City. He helps us grow strong marriages. He has been doing this for the last at least 2 years, maybe even 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
It's been a long time.
Started in, I thought, 2019.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And so you're good. Still here.
This is our 78th session together.
Oh, and what are you bringing us today?
Something that we've never talked about.
Yeah, well, I'm often talking about in the context of marriage and usually probably most people consider the context of first-time marriage, but I really felt as I was just praying and considering, thinking through the session today, I'd like to talk about marriage and divorce and people who are looking at getting remarried, who, you know, have had a past, have had a history. Obviously, if I'm single again as a person, I've either lost my spouse or my spouse has left or I've left my spouse. And so for me, this has been a bit of a journey working with people, because I think in my earlier years as a minister and as a young Christian, I want to honour the Word of God, because that's the standard of everything. So I'm going to talk specifically a little bit about marriage and divorce, and maybe speaking to that from a pastoral point of view. And certainly I'm not trying here to theologically change people's minds about marriage and divorce and remarriage and areas of adultery and so on, but I want to try and speak pastorally to the world that people live in, and in a sense talk about the ideal of God and what he presents to us through the words of Christ, but then also the condition of humanity and the struggle that we wrestle with in our relationships. And so I started my early years of ministry at 23 years of age and just newly married and going through my own major dramas for the first 5 years at least. And I was barely capable of helping anyone, let alone surviving myself, you know. So I know that the challenge and the heartache of wrestling with a difficult relationship. And I reckon from a conflict point of view, Sue and I were off the Richter on the highly conflicted. You know, if you do the prepare and rich training, they have a scale, you know, you got very, very compatible, you know, one end, and they're just going to dream it through. And then you got this extreme couple, and I reckon we were at that end, except we were off the rick, you know, like we were right off the end somewhere. Because, like in our marriage, we had more fights in 1 week than I can remember my parents having in 21 years that I'd been alive. You know what I'm saying? It was just crazy. So certainly what I want to say is not to pull down any theological ideas or diminish what people have gone through. But for me personally, I started, I think, with a very rigid and legalistic positional theology. And that positional theology was very rigid in terms of when I dealt with people. And I in a sense, in my desire to honour God's word, and that's still my deepest passion, to honour the word of God and to follow the words of Jesus. But I think as I've grown, I have not only understood that, but also come into a deeper understanding of the brokenness of humanity. And ultimately, God's heart and desire is not just to put a legalistic framework that people have to follow. He's actually given us his word to give us life and to restore and to bring strength to us so that we can succeed. And so I guess my early days was going from a position that was pretty legalistic to a position now that is far more understanding of God's grace and the way he works with us. And it's changed my mind in the sense of judgment when I'm dealing with people and the way that I relate and talk to them through the issues that they have.
What would you say to those who might be struggling, Phil? Because there's a lot of verses in the Bible that allude to a certain thing. Yeah. And, you know, that could be harmful or hurtful.
Yep.
Can we touch on that verse? I know you know the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah. So Matthew 19, verse 9 says, and I say to you, this is Jesus' words, which is really central to, his words are so central to our faith and beliefs. He said, I say to you, whoever divorces his wife except for sexual immorality marries another and marries another commits adultery, and whoever marries her who is divorced commits adultery.
That's a hard,
it is. It's yeah.
hard verse.
Yeah.
Very hard. And but let's just look at that for a moment. And here is Jesus, who is our God, who's the one we follow, but he's also speaking into a context. He's speaking into a culture and a context, and situationally something he wants to address. We always need to remember that. The Bible is not a blank slate of just decrees being declared. Mm. It's always Christ coming into a broken world and addressing the issue in that moment. And so here is the thing. Marriage is sacred. Absolutely. And I believe in the sanctity of marriage. And I believe in the grace of God to empower us in a marriage. Mm. Having said that, that's the ideal theological position of Christ, where he talks about that sacredness and wants to protect any sense of leniency towards taking it with a familiar attitude. Or, you know, that I hate, there's one song we sing that that's on radio or not. Or, I don't know if it's on this radio. I haven't listened to it for a while. But let's do something stupid and get married. Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
I just want to get, you know, I want to do something.
Marry you.
You know that song? It talks about let's just do something stupid. Let's get married. I think that's such a sad thing because one of the most sacred institutions in our society, in our culture, we've turned into a casual thing you can just do overnight. You can fly to America, or used to be able to fly to America and get married overnight. And wait, let's just do it. It's fun and whatever. Easy come, easy go. And I think God hates that, because at the central heartbeat of God is community, is this intense, passionate, loving desire for people to be loved, to be known, and to know. And so when we think about marriage, when we think about relationship, it's not this casual thing, you're the best option I've got in this moment. Mm. No, it's I'm giving my life for you, because I not only believe in my desire and my love for you, but I believe that out of what's in that is going to grow something beautiful and amazing. And it's going to form the framework of the community that we live in. These type of relationships form a framework through which community, society can be whole and strong and powerful. Mm. And when we undermine that, we lose that sense.
So then what happens, though, for those who there is no other option? What does it feel like then for them, having said all of that?
Yes. Well, I don't believe Jesus is trying to address the brokenness of our humanity in that moment. I believe he's presenting the standard of God. Mm. But on the other side of that, Jesus also took an adulterous woman and lifted her up and said, hey, let the first one of you who hasn't sinned cast the first stone. And all the religious, the leaders of the community stood back and they realized, hey, our posture, we're not in the position of this woman. Our posture needs to change from judgment to a place of mercy. And one of the great things I love about Kingdom City and being on the team there is this idea that we're accepting of all people. And it's this not to disregard the standards of Christ and what he represents, but it's also, it's really to embrace the needs of humanity and what God presents. Christ has never put a legalistic framework for people to live by. He's given us grace, mercy, and he empowers us to live the best life and the best people we can be.
That's awesome. Now, again, we are running out of time, but what would you say to someone that's already gone through a divorce, that's looking at that verse and they are feeling hurt, just to know that there is hope and there is that grace
totally
to cover them. The standard is here, and you might have fallen short, but there is always grace.
Let me say this. I believe what is important to God is not the fact that we fall down. I believe it's the fact that we're prepared to stand up and the direction we're going to face when we move forward. Life is a choice and we have a sovereign will. And we're either going to choose to respond to God in faith and live the life he's called us to live, or we're going to lose our way, get angry, bitter, and let the world that we're in dominate and dictate to us who we are and what the way we live. And I believe every time we stand up and say, God, I'm going to trust you, I'm going to hold on to you, no matter what I've gone through, I'm believing that I can live the life you've commanded me to live in faith and with your strength. If we do that, I believe that we're living in the will of God and that we please him and we'll be a blessing wherever we go.
Oh, that's awesome.
Pastor Phil Ayres from Kingdom City, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your wisdom once again.
And in 2 weeks, we'll touch on everything that we had jotted down because it was completely different. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.